My name is Johnny Taylor. The people that know me, they know that I'm into farming. I like farming, and I raise a lot of animals and stuff. And I was thinking about this testimony, and I was out in the barn the other night, and I had a sow that was fixing to have pigs, and I was out there, and while she was having pigs, and I really get into when my animals are giving birth. I like to be there. I like to know when it's happening, and because it just really excites me when something's being born. And I was just sitting out there thinking about it, and I had me a towel, and I was wiping the little pigs off, and I was thinking about them being born, and then thinking about this testimony. I was thinking about how that God is probably so excited about somebody being born again. And, you know, it's got to be something special, because it says even the angels in heaven are rejoicing when one comes to know him. And I just kind of think that's the way I feel when my animals are being born. And maybe that's a little bit of the way God feels. I know that's just not a real good way of putting it, but it's just kind of something that I feel inside that when something's being born, it's important. It's life. It's a new life, and that's what we have in Christ Jesus, is a new life. And I'm just thankful for that. And I grew up just about like any good church-going kids did. Only difference was I was a PK. My daddy was a pastor. He pastored Assembly of God churches for just about all my growing up years. You know, I was just your normal, good, go to church when the doors are open kind of kid. We were always there, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and for all your normal revivals and all that kind of good stuff. We were always going to church, and you know, I don't have some checkered past. I didn't go out and do a lot of wild things growing up. I had real good parents. My mom and dad always worked and pastored churches, but they always took time for the family. That was daddy's top priority, was his wife and his kids, and it always showed, because he raised four good kids, and we're all Christians and in church today. And he has some good qualifications as to be a pastor. He ruled his family well, and I'm thankful for that. But I grew up just going to church and doing the same old thing, and I'd go to church camp, and we'd have altar calls, and you know, I got saved three or four times at church camp, I guess you'd say. You know, every time you get an altar call, I'd go down and thought that I was just doing the right thing, and you know, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. I guess the spirit was moving a little bit on me, but I didn't really get saved until I was 17, senior in high school, and it was different than all the other times as a kid going to camp and, you know, hearing those little Bible sermons and stuff like that. This was a Wednesday night, and I was in a youth meeting, and I really don't have any idea what my youth pastor was talking about, preached on, or anything like that. I guess I'm under the assumption he probably preached the gospel, because I know that that's when the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me as never had before. And you know, the Spirit of God just drew me, and that's when I know that I got saved. It was totally different than any other time when I was younger. And I turned my life over to God at that time, and made some changes. I knew that there were some things in my life that was not pleasing to God, so we, you know, just started doing things different. And but I was still a good kid all the way, you know, growing up. I didn't, you know, didn't cause trouble in school and all these kind of things that a lot of people did that when they were preacher's kids, because they always said preacher's kids had the worst, were the worst around. So my daddy always made sure that wasn't to be said about his kids. And so after I got saved, I finished high school, and along about that time, I had met my future wife at church camp. We were both working on staff at the camp that year, and she didn't really like me. I guess I was a little bit too cocky, too redneck type of individual for her, and I didn't think, you know, that much about her at the time, but the following year, we both came back to work on staff again, and that first day I saw her that next year, things had changed. I don't know, maybe she grew up or I grew up, or I don't know exactly what changed, but there was an interest at that point in time, and I made it known through my sister that I was interested in her, and so I finally asked her out, and we went out on a date, and there was a bunch of other people around at that time, and we kind of got off to ourselves a little bit, and I don't know, I guess I'm just a little different than a lot of people. Some people say I'm a little too bold, but I just asked her that first date if there was ever a possibility that she might think about marrying me, because if she did, then we would pursue this, but if she didn't, I wasn't really interested. I could just be friends, but I never had dated, girls, or I was a normal boy, I guess. I thought they were pretty and all that kind of good stuff, but I didn't date, didn't seek to have relationships, but when I found the one I wanted, I just asked her, and she said that there was a possibility that that we could get married, and I said, well, that's all I need to know is if we got a possibility, then we'll pursue this, and a lot of things took place, but over the next year, we seen a lot of each other, and finally, I convinced her to marry me. She wanted to, but earlier, like I wanted to, but her mom kind of said, "Now y'all need to wait. You're too young, and you need to go to college and all this kind of stuff." Because she was just 17 when we married, and I had just turned 19, and her mom had to sign for her to get married, and so she put it off for a while, but we finally. Finally got her to go ahead and sign for us, and we got married, and that's been almost 18 years now, and been a road that's been great. We've got 7 beautiful children at this point in time. We'll take more if the good Lord blesses us in that direction, and we're thankful for the ones that He gave us now. And but most of all, you know, I'm thankful for that day, that night when I was 17, when the Spirit of God dealt with me and I gave in to the Spirit. I didn't quench the Spirit, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and that I was born again, and I thank God for that.
Well, my name is Terry, and I am Johnny's wife. Johnny's what we call him around here. And when it all started when I was a child, I just remember that I've always had a tender heart for the Lord. I don't really remember, one certain moment being saved. I grew up like an only child. My brother and sister had already moved out when my parents had me, so I was raised totally different than them. My parents were older and wiser, I guess you could say. My dad is still not a Christian, but he was still a wise older man, and my mom is a Christian, so she raised me in church. Every time the doors were open, we were there. You know, I was very involved in everything. I always heard the gospel preached, and had lots of opportunity to be involved in whatever was going on, ministry or whatever. So I always had a heart for the Lord. I wanted to please Him because I knew He had died and given His life for me, so I couldn't do any less for Him. That was my desire. And I knew I always wanted to grow up and be a wife and mother. That was my dream. My mother's dream for me was to be a singer, and she would have loved to have seen that, but that wasn't, I guess it wasn't the Lord's desire for my life. So when I met my husband, I thought he was, I don't know, first year I knew him, he was a bit too cocky for me, so... but I had always prayed that the Lord would lead and guide me when it came to marriage and a husband, that the Lord would keep him for me. And so after Johnny had a desire to possibly marry me and got to talking to him and the Lord impressed upon me that he was the one. And I had always known that if I looked for a man that loved and admired his mother, that he would treat me the same way. My mom had instilled that in me. Look for a man that does that, and that's what Johnny was. He loved his mother and admired and respected her, and he was, of course, raised as a godly young man, so I knew he was the one. And I am so thankful that the Lord led me down that path, and now we have 7 beautiful children. They're healthy, and I am a mother and living the dream, living the dream. God has been so gracious to give me that, and I'm just so thankful.
This is a production of No Greater Joy Ministries, Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Upon request, we'll send you a catalog of books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and videos by Michael Pearl. Write to us at No Greater Joy, 1000 Pearl Road, Pleasantville, Tennessee, 37033. Or visit us and order online at nogreaterjoy.org.